sponsored by the National FFA Foundation. A national FFA organization is the AgriScience Research Integrated Systems, and the award winner goes to Hunter Corbett. He's from the Lowndes County FFA chapter in Georgia. Now, Hunter, to start with, tell us about your project.
Basically, I took cotton gin trash and agricultural waste product and combined that with a naturally occurring bacterium called Alcanebrax porcumensis to absorb a statistically significant amount of oil.
Where did you get your inspiration to start this?
Both my ag teacher and me being the avid outdoorsman that I am, I wanted to find a solution to the BP oil spill because I knew how detrimental it was to the environment. And I saw a chain email with a video of a man taking Bermuda grass hay. And instead of the Bermuda grass hay, I wanted to use an agricultural waste product.
Now, what were some of the challenges you faced along the way in developing this project?
Some of the challenges would be the fact that I was in high school and I didn't exactly have a lot of money to complete the experiments and the project, so my high school funded everything for me and I had to have everything approved. The next would be finding the actual time to do the project. Like I said, I was in high school and I was an avid outdoorsman, so I spent most of my time outdoors, and on top of that, I was a competition shooter at the time, so I didn't have much time to complete it, so scheduling would be another problem.
And on the flip side, what was your motivation to always keep going?
I plan to take it somewhere one day and possibly present it to BP for the next oil spill that happens, or present it to anywhere that it can be applied to help solve an agricultural problem with the cotton gin trash as well as an environmental problem for the effects of the oil on the actual environment.
Now tell us how it actually works.
Basically, the cotton gin trash is creating more surface area for the oil to be absorbed, and then the bacteria actually biodegrade that oil.
What kind of research did you have to do in order to get that knowledge?
I just followed the scientific method like I was taught in elementary school and middle school, and once you learn how to do the steps, you just go more in depth, and you keep going until you figure out what you need to know, and then you use an accurate experiment.
Hunter, tell us what's next for your education path as well as your specific project.
Well, I'm a biology major at Valdosta State University, and that's in Georgia, and I plan to continue this project working with Dr. James Nienau, who's a professor at VSU, so that hopefully one day I will be able to present this to a large company such as BP or anyone that has an oil spill where this could be applied.
Who do you want to thank for getting you up there on the stage today?
Definitely my ag teacher, who is also my dad, and everybody else that helped me throughout this with learning how to type the papers and learning how to use all the specific parts of the scientific method.
Certainly sounds like a very fascinating project that you are the award winner in for your proficiency project within the AgriScience Research Integrated Systems. Of course, that's Hunter Corbett. He's from the Lowndes County FFA chapter in Georgia, and that area is sponsored by the National FFA Foundation and the National FFA Organization. Reporting in Indianapolis at the 89th National FFA Convention, I'm Bryce Duskett.